on the line now. I have Ken Mayers. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon.
Nice talking to you, and it's a better line than last week. You and your colleague Tarek Koff are both US military veterans, and you're in the middle of the Boots on the Ground for Freedom Walk. Will you just tell the listeners, people that missed it last week, the background to this walk?
Sure. I suppose the background starts when Tarek and I entered the airfield at Shannon with a banner that said, US veterans say, defend Irish neutrality, US war machine out of Shannon. We were on the airfield for about 20 minutes when some folks, obviously, in the administration looked out and said, oh, I don't think those lads should be out there. And a security vehicle came along and very nicely detained us. And then the Garda came and arrested us and offered us the hospitality of the Garda station at Shannon, where we spent the night and went and arraigned in Ennis at the district court the next morning. As you know, day after St. Patrick's Day was a bank holiday, and so a judge had to be brought in from her holiday to decide what to do with us, and she remanded us to Limerick Prison for 12 days, after which we were released on bail, €2,500 each, but they retained our passports. Our passports are being held at Shannon Garda Station, so we can't leave Ireland, can't even go to the north until either our trial, which is likely not to be until 2021, or possibly if we can get our bail conditions changed, which we hope to do in October, then we'd be able to go then. So in the meantime, we're here in Ireland expressing our support for neutrality, every opportunity, dropping banners from bridges and so forth, and speaking to groups where we're invited. And we decided to spend most of the month of September, starting on September 7th from Limerick Prison, where we had been incarcerated. We're going to take walks through parts of Western Ireland, ending up at Malinhead on the 27th of September.
Okay, and you're saying you actually served 12 days.
That's correct, we did.
I know, and I know two of RTDs, Claire Daly and Mick Wallace, they were fined for doing the same thing as you did, but which they refused to pay, so they were sentenced to a month, but I think they only served about 2 hours of that.
That's correct, and Claire, of course, has been very outspoken on the subject, saying that the discrepancy in treatment is absolutely outrageous, in her words, and has been a strong supporter. She was with us on the 7th when we started our walk from Limerick.
Okay. Now, you went to examine to see if there was arms and military people on these planes in Shannon, but you didn't get on, obviously, neither did Claire or Mick. So has this been substantiated? Is it been proven, or is it just speculation at the moment?
Oh, yes, it's been proven in a number of ways. I mean, we have personal friends, younger vets, who've actually been on those aircraft stopping at Shannon when they were on their way to our murderous wars in the Middle East, carrying their weapons. And so we have that firsthand testimonial from them, and also from many, many Irish people who've seen U.S. troops in the terminal at Shannon. And a friend of mine was telling me recently that he had asked the security folks at Shannon how come there were all these military, and the security folks said, well, they're either on their way to the Middle East or on their way back from the Middle East. He said, well, how do you know whether they're going to or from? He said, well, when they're going to the Middle East, they're clean, and when they're coming back, the airport's full of sand.
Okay. Now, this is a civilian airport in a supposedly neutral country. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, it's outrageous. It's a violation of international law. It's a violation of Irish law. And the Irish government is simply failing to enforce their own law, which is most unfortunate and does not accord with the desires of the Irish people. There have been polls that show that 82% of the Irish people support the concept of neutrality, and the government does not, you know, accede to those wishes.
Okay, now you're a former Marine major, and your colleague is a former U.S. Army paratrooper. So you've seen the atrocities of war, and tell us how is the walk, boots on the ground for freedom? How is it going, and are you getting reaction from the public? Or
well, the walk is going very well. We haven't actually encountered as many people on the walk as we would like. We'd like to meet more people along the way, and hopefully as the walk goes on, we will meet more people. Our friend Niall Farrell is reaching out to various media and so forth to promote the walk and to promote people who see us along the way to come talk to us. But perhaps you'd like to hear from my colleague Tarek as well.
That'd be great, yeah, if he's there, yeah.
Here, I'll put him on.
Hello.
Hello, Tarek. Thank you very much for coming on the phone. It's a nice surprise. We're just talking about the walk, how it's going so far.
Well, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying walking through Ireland. You know, as you well know, it's a beautiful country. We expect to connect with more people as the walk goes on, but right now we're enjoying it. We've got our feet on the earth, and it's good.
Now, you and Ken, you've been here now since Patrick's Day, and you could be here for a lot longer. Have you got family at home in America that you aren't able to visit, see?
Oh, we both have family home in America, and that is something that is grieving our family, even though they understand why we're here and what we're doing and support it. And it grieves us because we do not have the freedom to go home, and we don't think it's right. We don't think it's right or necessary that our passports were confiscated because we are not only willing, but we are enthusiastic to come back for a trial. I mean, that is part of what we're doing. I mean, we're trying to expose what is going on at Shannon Airport, the hypocrisy of claiming Irish neutrality while allowing the U.S. military to wage its wars, you know, with the complicity of the Irish government by landing at Shannon and refueling. So we feel strongly about that, but we also feel that we did not do anything that warrants refusing us to permission to return home to our families and then to come back for trial.
Okay. Now, I was talking to Ken last week, and Ken said, well, it is a nice place to be in, but you would much rather to be able to see your family and your
relations. Well, sure, we love Ireland, yeah. And we love the people, and we've had wonderful support here and developed wonderful friendships. And, you know, as I said, it's a beautiful country, and we both admire and like the Irish people, but we'd like to have the freedom to go and come like other people have. I mean, there were people before us that did very similar things at Shannon Airport, and their passports were not taken.
Yeah.
So we're wondering why ours was and why it has been taken.
And have you been getting any answers from questions you've been asking, or is there a silence around the whole thing?
Not really. Mainly what you just said from the official sources, basically silence. The only justification that the prosecution and the judge at the High Court gave for not giving us back our passports was that we were a flight risk, that possibly we would not come back for trial. And I can't believe that intelligent people would even consider that as a reality. I mean, everybody knows we intend to come back for trial. We would have to be prevented from coming back. you know, it's yeah. important to us. So I believe that the prosecution and the judge are intelligent people. So, you know, denying us the passports, it doesn't make sense from that standpoint. There's something else involved. Maybe they want to send a message to other people, maybe other U.S. veterans, to not do this because we can keep you here for a long time, away from your families.
Yeah, and as I was saying to Ken, you're both U.S. military veterans, so you've actually seen the horror of war. And
well, I don't want anyone to have a misconception of that.
Yeah.
We were both in the military. We've both seen the military. We have many friends, both of us, who have been in. We can go back as far as World War II. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, many close personal friends who have experienced that. We ourselves were not in direct combat, and I'm very pleased about that. I got out of the military myself. I was a paratrooper. I was airborne infantry machine gunner. I was recon trained, all ready for killing, totally prepared for that as a young man. But fortunately, I got out of the military in the middle of 1962, after 3.5 years, and my outfit did not get sent to Vietnam for another year or so after that. And by that time, I was totally opposed to that war, which I saw as murderous and cruel and unjust, and I'm really happy that I was not a participant in it. And Ken also was somewhat lucky, although he was in Vietnam for a short period of time.
Yeah, you were one of the lucky ones. I actually knew a person who was involved in the Vietnam War, and it had a terrible effect on him. So,
sure.
So tell us the next steps forward in your walk in the Boots on the Ground for Freedom walk. Where is that going to take you?
Well, next 5 days. Today is a day off.
Yeah.
And the next 5 days, we will be walking from. Basically from right near the Ennis Courthouse all the way to Galway.
And I take it it's not just yourself and Ken that are walking. Are there other people in your company walking as well?
Well, we're joined occasionally by other people. Niall Farrell has been walking with us every day since 3 days ago. And when we started, there was a large group of people, including Claire Daly and Mick Wallace, who walked with us for a short way, some for a longer way, and people do join us and are welcome to join us and encouraged to join us on this walk for freedom at any time that they want.
Okay.
And you know how to reach us, obviously, and hopefully people know how to reach us.
Yeah. Well, listen, I admire what you're both doing, and thank you both very much for taking the call. And maybe we'll talk again in the future. We'll find out. Is there there's no sign of a trial date or anything, no?
Not really. We expect that it will be once the case is moved to Dublin, which we expect will happen. We know that there's a long backlog, and it could be 2 or even 3 years before the trial comes out. So you guys will have to make us unofficial citizens if that happens.
We will. It's a crazy situation that you're not allowed to go home to see your family and your friends.
I think so. Where are you going to post any of this, by the way?
This is going out live now at the moment, but after the show...
Oh, it's live. Wonderful.
You know,
hello,
is,
everybody.
And after the show is finished, it'll be a podcast done of it, and I can email that on to Ken, because I do actually have his email address now at the moment.
Well, we both thank you for your good work.
Yeah, and listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and thank you to Ken Mayers as well.
Okay,
thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.